The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Wall Street unicorns in process of changing the healthcare landscape. Brought to you by Network Newswire. Before 1970, promising research was being conducted on the potential therapeutic effects of a broad category of psychedelic drug compounds, including substances such as psilocybin, DMT, LSD, and MDMA, and then the Controlled Substance Act was signed into law, which labeled those substances as drugs of abuse with no medical value. The severely limited research conducted thereafter continued to demonstrate the potential of these compounds to provide therapeutic value, particularly for notoriously difficult diseases such as depression, addiction, PTSD, and others. In the past few years, the relatively unattended field of psychedelic therapeutics is seeing a revival of activity and excitement, spawning innovative approaches and creating valuable companies in the process. Trip Therapeutics Incorporated, OTCQB ticker symbol TRYPF, is one of the exciting new companies to enter the public domain, bringing a diversified pipeline and de-risked strategy that should usher the company right into Phase 2 clinical trials. A public company since its IPO in December of 2020, Trip aims to become a leader in the healthcare and drug development industries alongside others, including Compass Pathways PLC, NASDAQ ticker symbol CMPS, Field Trip Health Limited, OTCQX ticker symbol FTRPF, Cybin Incorporated, CLXPF on OTCQB, and Mind Medicine Incorporated, MNMD on NASDAQ. Psychedelic therapeutics research is on the rise with a few companies standing out in a market forecast for 12.36% CAGR to reach $10.75 billion by 2027. Trip is led by pharmaceutical experts with backgrounds in drug development utilizing FDA regulatory pathways. Trip's primary indications are fibromyalgia and eating disorders using its proprietary psilocybin formulation. Trip's pipeline is diversified, including non-psychedelic drugs like razoxane, which is in development for soft tissue sarcomas. Goodbye stigma, welcome new generation in healthcare. Most people may not recognize some of the medical terms for psychedelics, but nearly all know their street names, including magic mushrooms, ecstasy, Molly, and LSD. Over decades, people have been conditioned to the stigma of these illicit substances, instigated and promoted by the Controlled Substances Act. However, the negative stigma is being lifted and being replaced by a growing body of scientific clinical evidence that strongly suggests psychedelics may well become one of the greatest advancements in mental health and neuropsychiatric disease in decades. The mounting evidence of therapeutic value in psychedelics is following a similar path as medical cannabis, with pockets of decriminalization emerging in cities first with states following, as Oregon became the first state to legalize medical psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, in November. Likely just the start of a wave of acceptance and medicinal use, researchandmarkets.com forecasts 12.36% compound annual growth for the psychedelics drug market and expects the market to reach nearly $11 billion by 2027. Trip Therapeutics Incorporated, TRYPF on OTCQB, offers a best-in-class drug development team capable of taking compounds from early stage and advancing them through the rigors of clinical development to commercialization. This team of executives and advisors cannot go understated as it's made up of deep experience and key leadership positions throughout, including large pharma, emerging pharma, drug approvals, psychedelics, and capital markets. Tripp will certainly benefit from the continued clinical research and data being collected on psychedelics to treat mental health, which further legitimizes efficacy. However, Tripp is not immediately focused on treating depression or PTSD like many other companies operating in the space. Management has the company uniquely positioned by recognizing blockbuster opportunities that exist in other indications with large unmet medical need that could potentially be treated with psilocybin, including fibromyalgia and binge eating. Furthermore, Tripp has differentiated itself with a diversified pipeline that also includes a well-understood oral drug the company plans to develop for soft tissue sarcomas. Differentiated indications and the advantages of 505(b)(2). Tripp's multidimensional pipeline consists of its psilocybin for neuropsychiatric disorders program and rizoxane for soft tissue sarcomas. The lead drug in the PFN program is TRP-8802, a synthetic oral psilocybin medication initially being used to treat fibromyalgia, a condition of chronic widespread pain with no known cause. Tripp is also collaborating with the University of Florida's Jennifer Miller, MD, to initiate a clinical trial of TRP-8802 to treat the symptoms associated with certain eating disorders. In both cases, Tripp will be pursuing the FDA 505(b)(2) pathway to bypass preclinical and phase 1 studies and move directly into phase 2 clinical trials. The 505(b)(2) pathway is a streamlined process that allows drug developers to utilize work done by others to demonstrate the safety of a particular active ingredient. Relying on existing data eliminates unnecessary duplication of research and can save a company millions of dollars and years of studies compared to traditional pathways. This is also the pathway Tripp will be seeking for TRP-1001 for soft tissue sarcomas. Rizoxane belongs to the family of bisdeoxypiperazines, developed in the 1960s as derivatives of the chelating agent EDTA. As such, Tripp has decades of research to underpin and accelerate its development of TRP-1001 in a novel process. Orphan drugs, large market opportunities. Tripp is taking advantage of this accelerated regulatory pathway to develop treatments for both highly prevalent as well as rare diseases. Fibromyalgia is a condition of chronic widespread pain that impacts 6 to 12 million Americans annually with no known cause. Common treatments include muscle relaxants, antidepressants, anticonvulsants, and anti-inflammatory drugs. This is a $3.6 billion market ripe for disruption as a new drug hasn't been approved in over a decade. Eating disorders are a tremendous market opportunity considering more than 30 million Americans will suffer from one. Tripp's study at the University of Florida will also include hypothalamic obesity. Orphan indications are rare diseases with few treatment options that affect fewer than 200,000 persons in the United States. Receiving an FDA orphan drug designation provides a bevy of incentives to a drug developer, including expedited review processes, tax credits, extended period of exclusivity, and waived fees, among others. Worldwide orphan drug sales are forecast to make up 20% of the total prescription market in 2024, with sales reaching $242 billion. Soft tissue sarcomas is another orphan indication opportunity for Tripp. About 13,460 new soft tissue sarcomas will be diagnosed, and it is estimated that 5,350 people will die of soft tissue sarcomas this year. The disease also comprises 7% of all cancer diagnoses in children. World-class development team. Gregory McKee recently came on as CEO and executive chairman at Tripp, bringing more than two decades of biotechnology, life sciences management, and venture investment experience to the company after filling executive positions with Torrent Ventures, Connect, Naventa Biopharma, merged with Aquila Pharma, and Genzyme, which was acquired by Sanofi for $22 billion. Trip co-founder and director James Kuo, MD, has extensive experience garnered from Pfizer, Discovery Labs, Myriad Genetics, and as current chairman of ImmunoPrecise. President and Chief Science Officer James Gilligan, PhD, brings 35 years of life sciences experience to TRIP after co-founding Unigene Laboratories and the Bracken Group. It is nearly impossible to adequately cover the entire TRIP C-suite, board and advisory team, all of which boast resumes similar to the aforementioned. Key members of TRIP management have held top executive positions and leadership roles at companies such as Pfizer, QLT, ImmunoPrecise, Antibodies, and many more. COO Tom D'Orazio has taken two cancer drugs through the Health Canada approval process. Vice President of Manufacturing Larry Norder led chemistry aspects of early-stage R&D, preclinical and clinical developments for the blockbuster Naproxen. The impressive list goes on and on. The company also recently added Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris, one of the world's foremost experts in administration of psychedelic compounds, to its scientific advisory board. Dr. Joel Castellanos and Dr. William Schmidt, both leading experts in drug development for chronic pain, also joined the company's SAB earlier this year. TRIP has attracted a team of luminaries and is on a collective mission to provide relief for serious medical conditions that have plagued the populace far too long without enough effective solutions. A team of this caliber may well be the answer to overcoming the magnitude of the problem.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.